This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
More than a decade ago, when I was teaching a class on creation, I heard about some Christians who believed in a flat earth. I was aware that some people were online promoting a flat earth theory, but assumed they might just be evolutionists trying to mock Christians. Apparently, there is a percentage of Christians who believe in a flat earth, deny that men walked on the moon, and even deny the Holocaust ever occurred. One flat earth documentary denies the existence of other planets and denies that stars are far away. As you would imagine, it requires a lot of mental gymnastics to reject the established facts of science and history. Long before we had the pictures of Earth from space, we had evidence of the Earth's curvature. This included the shadow of the Earth on the moon during a lunar eclipse and the observation from people who had watched ships sail off in the distance and then slowly sink below the horizon. Of course, we have so many other pieces of evidence. I've had an astronaut who walked on the moon in my Sunday school class. I've had another who held the record, until recently, of spending the greatest number of days in the International Space Station. And all of us have pictures and videos of the Earth from space. Nevertheless, some Christians take Bible verses out of context, like Job 38, or they quote from a non-biblical source like the Book of Enoch. A recent Al Mohler podcast had a question from someone who asked if a man who believed in a flat earth should be disqualified from being an elder in the church. Dr. Danny Faulkner of Answers in Genesis has written about the flat earth phenomenon and apparently has a book coming out on the subject. That might be a good resource to share with a flat earther, though I fear it won't make much of a difference. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.